Now, is Mike Fleiss, you know him as a creator of some of the great TV shows that we enjoy in the reality genre. And he's now a part of the Gilligan's Island, the real Gilligan's Island, number 2. It's on TBS and starts on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock on TBS TV. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So tell us a little bit about how did you end up getting involved in reality TV in the first place? What was your intro to that?
It's sort of a nightmare in a way. I mean, it was not my plan. I wanted to be a writer, you know, a person who worked in the scripted world, and somehow, you know, the business just sort of blew me this way, no pun intended. It's a crazy business, you know. When I started doing it 10 years ago, it was, you know, completely revolutionary. Nobody had ever really done the kind of stuff that we did when we had, you know, the Math Magician and Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire. But now it's so hard to break through the clutter because there's so much reality TV out there that you really need a great brand name, and that's what we think Gilligan's Island is.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned Who Wants to Be a Multimillionaire. I remember the I watched that whole thing too, and I remember all the controversy around it afterwards about the guy that you had as the multimillionaire.
Yeah, Rick Rockwell, yeah.
Yeah, what was that? Rick has been on the show, as a matter of fact. Seemed
like
a good guy.
I mean,
his 15 minutes of fame is pretty much gone at this point. But
a lot of people said he was, you know, a bad guy or not a real multimillionaire or whatever. He was a multimillionaire. I mean, just because California real estate is so expensive and he owned a couple houses here. But, given the fact that, you know, everybody on these reality shows now has some kind of weird stuff. You know, the Temptation Island people had a kid. Richard Hatch beat up his kid. People have knives and guns and drugs and all kinds of stuff. Rick was just the first, so I feel bad for him because he took all that controversy on the chin. You know, just because he was a true pioneer in television.
I mean, you've been an executive producer for a lot of shows. A couple of them were controversial. Are You Hot? I think was that the one that Howard Stern was going crazy on.
Yeah. That's pretty much my favorite show of all time.
Was it really?
Yeah, I love that show. I wish that show was still in the air. Should have been.
Was the controversy that Howard Stern pulled up anything to do with the fact that it wasn't on?
No, I mean, they had trouble with the advertisers again because that was when, you know, Fear Factor was just sort of breaking, and that show came on and did real well for NBC. I mean, for ABC on Thursday nights, but the advertisers hadn't gotten their hands around the reality TV is something that was here to stay, and so they didn't really put the money behind it. The Howard thing, you know, obviously didn't help us, but, you know, whatever.
The interesting thing about Are You Hot is, of course, that Hot or Not, the website still gets, you know, millions of people on it, so you'd think that...
It was more based on that than anything else, you know. I mean, I wanted to do a pageant where, you know, it was like American Idol, but without the singing, and that's really, you know, where it came from. So
I thought it was cool. I liked the show. I used to watch it.
Yeah, it was a great show. I mean, I say we get a grassroots campaign of letter writers to bring it back.
Bring it back. You can bring it back. Now you're a big, powerful TV guy.
I don't know. I need the broadcasters to agree. And
now, the real Gilligan's Island, number 1, was a surprise hit for TBS, and now number 2 is back. But you got a couple of shows that were actually huge hits, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Yeah, we're giant, you know. But we think this season of Gilligan's Island is going to be, you know, really crowd pleasing. Because I mean, the first one was good. I think this one's a lot funnier, a lot more exciting. And you know, I know people were a little cranky when the millionaires won the big prize at the end of last season. This time the participants are a little smarter in terms of how they vote people out, and, you know, they won't let that couple stay together, you know, and create some sort of a power corner. So,
I know that for us in Boston, and that's where this interview is taking place, we're of course rooting for Gilligan Shawn, who's from Quincy, Massachusetts.
That's right, Gilligan Shawn, the diabetic menace. He's a great guy, you know. And, you know, I think he'll be inspirational to the people out there who live with diabetes every day. And, you know, I mean, here he is, a young kid, you know, struggling with the disease, but also strong enough to survive on Gilligan's Island. So
he's done some Gilligan-type moves in his life. I guess that at one point He got hit with a golf ball by a golfer about 150 yards away on a golf course he snuck on.
he's a really funny guy. I think fans of the show will really enjoy him. He's a true Gilligan.
And the other persons that people may have some interest in, I know this, I certainly do. On the orange team, the lovely Angie Everhart is the ginger, and on the green team, it's Erica Eleniak from Baywatch.
Yeah, Erica Eleniak, Baywatch, yeah. Under Siege. Also, she's the little girl from E.T., you know, when the kid, E.T.'s little buddy, kisses the girl in the classroom with all the frogs, you know, that scene where he's
trying
to kiss that. The little blonde girl he's kissing, that's our Erica. So.
I did not know that was her. I just remember her from Baywatch and Playboy magazine. So.
Yeah, that's maybe a little bit more memorable for someone like you, but she's a lot of fun. And Erica, something happens to Erica that's almost like something from a Clive Barker movie in episode one. You have, if you've never seen a supermodel bleed, I suggest that you tune into episode one of Gilligan's Island.
There you go. And then there's also, I'm not sure what episode it is, or even if it's in an episode, but the pie fight is actually on TBS.com. You can actually watch part of it.
Yeah, I think that is really funny, really funny.
It's hilarious.
It's great. So, I mean, we're really happy with the show. The show did great the first time, and, you know, we think, you know, going into the summer where, you know, this show's, you know, has a lot of similarities to Survivor, but they're, you know, Survivor's not on the air right now, so maybe some of their audience that loves Survivor every week will come over and watch some Gilligan's Island and really enjoy it.
Now, the show that you also created, High School Reunion, I like that one as well. That was a good show.
Yeah, we did, thank you. We did three seasons of that, and that show did real well for the WB, and, we just did another show for them called.
Yeah, it's good stuff. We're losing you on your signal there. The other thing that you did last year, or the year before, I guess it was, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the redo of the movie. That was kind of a fun thing to do as well.
Yeah, that was great. We had a great time making that. We shot down in Austin, Texas, and did that with my friend Michael Bay, and we're doing another one right now. Actually a prequel, how it all came together, you know, what's the origin of Leatherface and his cannibalistic family, and so we're doing that for New Line right now, and also made a movie with Eli Roth, who did Cabin Fever, did a little movie about, you know, Americans backpacking through Europe, a movie called Hostel, which is a pretty shocking movie, so I think that'll be controversial too.
You know, since you're doing movies, too, and you're doing TV, wouldn't it be a kind of a cool idea to combine them in terms of making a TV show that would reward the person who wins a role in one of your movies?
Maybe. Well, that's what the starlet was for the WB, you know. It was the winner got to have a role on the WB hit drama One Tree Hill. And so, you know, they might get cranky if I did a show, you know, offering a role in one of my movies, because they feel like they've already done that for one of their TV programs.
Yeah, but not for one of your movies, though. That's more, it's a movie, not a TV thing, a movie thing.
That's true. I agree with you, Mark. It's
a movie. It could be called, you know, The Movie Star.
The Movie Star, not The Starlet.
Yeah.
The Movie Starlet. Yeah, that would be good. We're also doing, we start shooting in a couple weeks, Poseidon Adventure. We're remaking that, too.
Oh, wow. You don't have Shelley Winters to kick around, though.
No, Shelley Winters. We did give her an honorary parking space, though. That's a lot. So
she, you know, I remember that movie. It was a great movie, but I remember her more than anything else.
Yeah, people. That's one of the first things that pops to people's mind is sizable Shelley Winters climbing up a Christmas tree. You know.
The other show that you created, which I thought was really unique, I guess it didn't catch on, was The Will, which is, it's an interesting show too.
Well, that was a. I'm upset about that. I thought it was a good show, and CBS, you know, canceled it pretty quickly. And you know, I know that there were, you know, a lot of fans of it, and I think maybe it was just too aggressive for CBS.
I thought it was kind of cool, and of course, we can't let you go without discussing your second cousin Heidi Fleiss, the infamous ex Hollywood madam.
Yeah, speaking of aggressive, yeah, that's nice.
You should get her to star in one of your shows.
Oh, God. Nah, she makes her own headline. She doesn't need me for any of that stuff.
Well, you know, it's a pleasure talking to you, and I wish you a lot of luck with the Gilligan's Island. Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, everybody, on TBS. Check out the new Gilligan's Island 2.
Well, from here. Thank you very much.
Take care, Mike.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.